This tape was made in 1985 about Inkpen, a village on the southwest border of Berkshire.
The rather curious name Inkpen has nothing to do with ink or pens. It is the place where a chieftain named Inga penned his cattle, Inga's pen or stockade. Visitors to Inkpen are usually looking for the gibbet on Inkpen Beacon, where, it is said, George Broomham and Dorothy Newman were hanged for the murder of his wife and son in 1676. The gibbet rotted away and was replaced by another which was struck by lightning. A third was blown down in 1949. Number four was erected in May 1950 by Mr. Alfred Carter. Happily, none of the later models has been used. Close to the beacon is Walbury Hill, 975 feet high, and the highest chalk down in England, crowned by Walbury Camp, dating from the early Iron Age. An ancient track runs along the ridge, which is the watershed dividing the basins of the River Test, flowing into Southampton Water, and the Thames running into the North Sea. Close to Inkpen Gibbet is a long barrow where the ancients buried their dead. These folk lived on the downs partly for safety and also because the valleys were swampy and thickly forested. There were potters at work in the village 4,000 years ago. A beaker of that date was unearthed at Totterdown by Mr. Cully.
Mr. Cully's daughter, Joyce Hugh Pritchard, will tell us about it. Do you remember, Joyce?
Oh, yes. How excited we were when my father came home that day. He had been working at the sandpit at Totterdown, and he found the most beautiful pot, which he wrapped in an old sack. He called at the school on his way home to show the children. My mother thought it was junk and would have thrown it away. As he unwrapped it, he said it was full of gold, but of course it was only sand.
Lynn Tuck, who is himself a potter, will describe the beaker.
Well, it is about 11 inches high, coated with red ochre, which has been burnished with a flat stone. After that, a decorated design was made with a sharp bone tool. Another vessel found at the same time was a beaker pot with four legs, unusual really. They are both now in Newbury Museum.
Do you know where the beaker folk came from?
Yes, originally from Moravia, but being nomadic, they spread to Spain and Portugal, then to the Low Countries, and eventually the British Isles. They were the first people to bury their dead individually in round barrows rather than in a common grave.
I know you made replica beakers for the last festival in 1976. Do you remember what other attractions there were?
Well, let me see. There were gypsies on the common, a rope walk in Folly Road. Then there were spinners, weavers, and handbell ringers at Belvedere. Basket makers were at Weavers, and the Beaker settlement itself was in Craven Road. We all thoroughly enjoyed the festival. I think it's time we had another one.